What was it, 2002 that you guys first got together?
Yeah, we've been playing together now over 15 years.
That is
Been lucky.
fantastic. Well, Schubert and Ave Maria, that kind of had to be here, right? What did you have to do to that to make it work for you guys?
Oh, that one actually was maybe the hardest arrangement to write because the piece is so pure and it felt. Liszt has a solo version of the song for sol to be played by solo pianists, and it is it's very emotive and it has kind of cascading arpeggios, and I just it felt to me like that I don't know was invading the tender space that the song exists in, and so we kept it really simple. Unfortunately, playing it together on a single piano is really complicated because our hands like really get caught up around each other. The melody is being played in the middle of the piano generally, and sometimes the accompaniment is happening around the space. So it is a physically intimate piece for us to perform as well. But we that one just felt like it needed to stay simple.
Couldn't you just do it on two pianos and not have to worry about that other person?
Well, it's funny. We do purposefully choose to write pieces for a single piano, exactly for a lot of the traits that we've been talking about, namely the intimacy and the tenderness. And there is something just very spiritually close about sharing that same keyboard and sharing the same space. So even though it's awkward musically, we hope that it conveys this idea of just beauty and connection and unity.
Could you just quickly tell us about your listening manifesto, what that is?
So on our website, I think it's on the program notes page, we begin with, I think there's like 27 or more points that we've come up with about the act of listening. And we're both really passionate about this idea of the engaged listener. We want our audiences to put in the work, to put in the energy, to become part of the musical experience. We don't like the idea of having our listeners just kind of, or we don't like the idea of ignoring our listeners. To them, they are a part of the musical experience. And so some people have asked us over the years, like, well, what sorts of things do you think about while you listen? And this is just a huge list of things that sometimes go through our heads. But in general, it's all about challenging notions and challenging one's engagement with music.
Right, and we hope that it can be applicable to both aficionados, people who are used to the classical music concert experience, but especially to those who are new to it, because we find that sometimes people are a little bit intimidated by the sort of perceived formality of classical music concerts. And what we're trying to encourage is that you can bring your experience and your own openness to the table, and that will make all the difference for your own enjoyment. And we try to apply that same attitude toward the presentation and performance of the music, because we feel that if we're engaged and we're open and we are welcoming, then hopefully that will transform the audience's enjoyment of the music.
Yeah, and in general, the more work everyone puts into the experience, the greater the rewards can be.